in the morning.
Biggest question you have now as we get deeper into the week and some of the celebrating subsides over the death of Osama bin Laden. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. And that's the deal. People still have questions. There's a curiosity factor, of course, that is ratcheted up. More details were made available earlier in the day. I thought John Brennan, the counterterrorism chief, rather, at the White House as part of the briefing with Jay Carney was a stroke of brilliance because he did pour out a ton of details. I think it's like the most I've ever heard anyone involved in security just plop out there. And, of course, he did because, really, the administration doesn't have that much to lose. They went in brilliantly, the Navy SEALs, executed bin Laden, basically, and took his body out to sea. Saudi Arabia didn't want the body. Saudi Arabia was offered the body of bin Laden. They're not stupid. Can you imagine the shrine that could become for some? My biggest question is, what happens next with Afghanistan? Why don't we get out of there before the end of the summer? Because, look, even opinion polls show that most Americans want the troops to leave, especially now that bin Laden is dead. At least the question of bin Laden is certainly dead in the water, because we would go back to that. Here on this show, it was infuriating to me, as somebody who had a tie to New York and saw what happened and saw the aftermath of it, not losing anyone in it, but knowing people, one person removed who died in that terrible, terrible tragedy, and listening to people night after night on the radio just pour their guts out, shocked at what had happened. Here we are, almost at the 10th anniversary of that awful day that hit not just New Yorkers, but everyone in the whole country, everyone in the world. It changed so much for so many people. John Brennan, one of the things he talked about, because there was questions about the burial. Why didn't, why the body wasn't brought back? Why somebody else didn't take the body? As I said, Saudi Arabia was offered bin Laden's body. But he was very careful to say that bin Laden was put out to sea with Islamic tradition, wrapped in a sheet, the whole thing, put on the plank, all of that, so as to pull the body down into the waters. But people need to see evidence of it. They want to see photographs. They want to see video of it. Here's what Brennan said about the burial.
Made provisions for that type of burial, and we wanted to make sure that it was going to be done, again, in strict conformance. We are talking with the Pakistanis on a regular basis now, and we're going to pursue all leads to find out exactly what type of support system and benefactors that bin Laden might have had.
Yeah, there's another question I would throw out. Who was helping bin Laden in Pakistan? Obviously, some people had to have known. Some of the Pakistani officials must have known Osama bin Laden was there. He was in an affluent neighborhood, a $1 million compound, which the nerve of the former Pakistani president, Musharraf, who on Monday accused the U.S. of violating his country's sovereignty by sending in the special forces to kill bin Laden. Here's a quote. American troops coming across the border and taking action in one of our towns, that is Abbottabad, is not acceptable to the people of Pakistan. It's a violation. And he said that they would have been far better off if Pakistani Special Services, if that group, had operated and conducted the mission. Yeah, right. Because I'm guaranteed there was no corruption in that organization. Here's a little more of Musharraf.
This is
an accusation which must not be encouraged at all, because that leads to a lot of deficient trust deficiency and lack of cooperation between the two sides. It is also a failure of the CIA, may I say, who were very much in total cooperation with Pakistan. I think you stand to gain in your presidential campaign. I think it's this has come at the right moment. Congratulations. It was meant for reimbursements for the money that Pakistan was spending using weapons, and also reimbursement for the administrative support they were giving to the United States.
Okay, so if you could understand Musharraf there, he said it was possible that some local Pakistanis, he also added this, had colluded with bin Laden. He did say a battle was won, but the war continues. Al-Qaeda is still there. Another question some of you might have is, are you concerned about some kind of retaliation or another terrorist action against the U.S. in the wake of the bin Laden death? Here's the thing. We always live with the threat of terrorism. So what's different with that? We do. We always live with the threat of terrorism now hanging over our head, even that much bigger. Not that we didn't live with that before, even before 9/11. But 9/11 just blew off the doors to our hearts and to a lot of things. Not only just the way we live, how we operate, and the suspicions. Also, people sympathizing with the cause, if you will, some of the homegrowns, that has really started to multiply since 9/11, I believe. So you may have your own question. What is your question? 800-259-5791. We're going to talk more about that during this Hour of America tonight. Also, to be sure, believe it or not, there are other things happening here in the United States and elsewhere. Particularly, there's some concern about the people of Alabama. Naturally, there is, because the death total really climbed initially, just as is always in a disaster when you're talking about the amount of tornadoes. The number was rather, it was still shocking, but it was nowhere near the hundreds that we were talking about ultimately after some of the cleanup started to happen and some of the emergency crews were out there in these towns digging through the rubble, because, you know, that's the thing. Buildings fall, things collapse, and you don't know who or what is underneath it. It's very, very sad what's happened with those tornadoes. Plus, there's some flood problems in the United States, too. So, to be sure, we are focusing on Osama bin Laden. That is the massive water cooler buzz, and it should be in all of our backyards. I don't care where you live, whether it's Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Vermont, wherever. This is what people are talking about. Big celebrations, people wearing a lot of the red, white, and blue. See a lot of the flags. I saw flags today on people's cars. And then flags mounted outside their homes as well. Not that there aren't some people that permanently have that, but boy, on my block, suddenly everybody had a flag outside. I thought it was actually pretty cool. It looked like Flag Day. We're kicking the can down the road. We're going to continue to talk about bin Laden and some other things in just a few.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 2nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,552.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,591.61, $795.80 for a half ounce, or $397.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,591.61, $795.80, and $397.90.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America tonight, Kentucky Derby Challenge. Let's see if somebody can pick a couple of winners in the Kentucky Derby. If you do, you win a fabulous prize and huge bragging rights. Because it's not easy to do. I will say this. I will tell you just a quick aside, personal story. I went out to the track. You know, I make my pilgrimage maybe once or twice a year. I love the horses. I love to watch the horses run. I just don't have a lot of time for going out and watching the thoroughbreds. But I made some time over the weekend. I went out, got some good advice from a guest we had on this show, TK Lawless, who is a horseman, owns pieces of several different horses around the country and really knows his stuff. He gave us some good information on the Kentucky Derby. He's going to come back on at the tail end of the week. But anyway, I sat with him, and we went through some races, and it was kind of a muddy track, which is difficult. It makes it different when you're watching the horses, a little bit muddy, because then it started to dry up a little bit. It was still a muddy track. And I saw something at the track that I have never seen before. I saw a horse. And it happens a lot. I saw a horse break free from its rider. Basically, the rider is thrown or falls off. And that horse started running his own race. He was racing down the back stretch of the track. And they were trying to go after him. Of course, the riders were going after him and then tried to turn him. And he still eluded them. Next thing you know, everybody's up and howling. And the next thing you know, he's jumped over a little bit of the fence, and he's running back toward the barn, and you can see this. And wouldn't you know, this was the horse that I had in a superfecta that was coming up. Matt, is that the luck or what? He was going back to the barn.
Sounds like a bad time.
Can you imagine, though? See, it just shows you how these horses are. The memory, he knew. He knew from all the workouts. He didn't. He was. That was it. And this was going to be his first race.
I think, you know, there's all the people around the country, the world, who handicap horses. I think it would be such a hard job to do because they're unpredictable, in my opinion. I mean, it's just, you can't, I don't know, I don't understand how the guys that are able to pick the winning horses, how they can do it. I mean, obviously they spend time studying the races and everything, but I think the horse racing has to be one of the most unpredictable things in sports. I mean, when you have, like, teams or players, you can kind of get a better judgment of things, but with horses it just seems like such a crapshoot.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's tough to do the handicapping thing, and because on any particular day, the horse might not run. It just might not want to run that day. Might have incredible speed and all the other things that are supposed to happen aligned, but for some reason the horse just doesn't want to run. So I think it would be a tough thing to do. I would look at all the numbers and crunch all the numbers, and now sometimes I'll just kind of watch the horse a little bit. And lo and behold, I did hit two exact as one wasn't for very much. And, of course, I'm just making little piddly bets for fun. But the second one was a lot bigger because the odds were so much higher. And that's what you're looking for, the value in the horse. But to be sure, just as it's fun just to watch the horses. So Kentucky Derby is a big deal. And we're going to do that just for fun. We're going to have our Kentucky Derby challenge. Well, the challenge of getting Osama bin Laden, at least the conversation for sure about it, is over with because Osama bin Laden is taken out by Navy SEALs on Sunday. Heading into the week, there are a lot of questions that I said you could drill it down to. What's the one question you want answered? I guess I have a lot of questions, but the one question for me is the one that I said at the top. When are we getting out of Afghanistan? The idea of being there is we're getting bin Laden, we're never going to eradicate the Taliban completely. So do the troops draw down in Afghanistan? And now there's an opening to do that. The president has an opening to do that. So will they decide to push for the removal of the troops? If you're listening to what people are saying here on this show and, of course, many others during the daytime and looking at the polls, a lot of people want to see that happen. And what a week it's been for Barack Obama. You can't deny it. I mean, if you absolutely disagree with the administration, don't like Barack Obama no matter what, the thing with the birth certificate, the thing now with bin Laden, and, of course, the son of Gaddafi, NATO troops taking him out. Wow. It's like the trifecta for the president who's running for re-election. Speaking of elected officials, Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, talked about what a great day it was for national security, and 100% he is positive bin Laden is gone. It was bin Laden. There shouldn't be any questions about it.
It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was Osama bin Laden based on the science and the way they conducted themselves following the raid. Anytime you can take an operational leader or an inspirational leader, of which I argue he was both, off the battlefield, it is a great day for our national security.
Yeah. It was a great day for national security, but it's not over with. There's no way 100% anyone would say that, and there are so many other terrorist regimes. Still, you need a few days to process it, and after having bin Laden on the FBI's most wanted list for so many years, even before 9/11 the hunt was on. What an interesting couple of days we've had in the United States. Hundreds of people cheering in the streets around the World Trade Center site, outside of the White House, in a lot of other cities, the same thing. People gathered because they wanted to celebrate. It's a weird thing. After carrying that around for so long and constantly hearing that name and constantly seeing Osama bin Laden, or let's face it, because of the audio tapes and the videotapes and all the stuff that was released and the thought that he was on ice or he had a kidney problem and he was dead in a cave, that, you know, a trillion other, I shouldn't say a trillion, but a lot of other rumors were swirling around about Osama bin Laden. What's interesting is a report maybe about a year and a half ago came out that a lot of people just blew off, that bin Laden was seen in Saudi Arabia. It really makes you think, in Pakistan, here he is in this neighborhood where certainly how could people not realize he was there? You know that there are people that were aware of bin Laden's presence. And you wonder how long bin Laden was in the compound. They built it 5 years ago. They started building it 5 years ago. So I'm probably answering my own question. For the last couple of years anyway, bin Laden may have moved around a little bit, but he was certainly there. What was taken from that house? What information to be had off of computers? I would be curious if there are a list of plots, if there are a list of people, contacts, that kind of stuff. I would want to know that, what information bin Laden had in his possession when the SEALs went in. And the videotape of bin Laden, his death, you know, basically the burial, the burial, I would be curious to see that. And once that's released, which I heard from a source, it will be released at the Pentagon. I think that goes viral and a lot of people will want to see it. It's that whole proof thing. A lot of people still need to see the proof of it. What about the families? What was their reaction like? We're going to talk about that a little bit next. Plus, many of you have sent some emails. I'm going to go to the emails next and fill in the blanks with some odds and ends at the tail end of the show.
Big story. Food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Even if the Muslim world had somewhat soured on Osama bin Laden, there is no doubt he rallied a lot of people to join the Al-Qaeda cause and to carry out plots, not just on what happened almost 10 years ago, but in other parts of the world. So his death is huge. And this attack on bin Laden has been really years upon years in the making. And now as more details start to emerge, because there still are things that, of course, we don't know, although a lot of details were revealed. Some people are questioning the details. But I say at some point you have to turn the cynical eye away and just revel in the fact that this snake is dead. The devil himself. I mean, really, this guy, Osama bin Laden, thinking of his face, walking into post offices, seeing him on the most wanted list, thinking of Bush trotting out various pictures. Remember, he had the one press conference where he talked about people that they were looking for and the hunt in trying to get Osama bin Laden, and just days after what happened at Ground Zero. So now we're getting a clearer picture of the compound, of the Special Forces attack, also of other things that that happened, the evidence, how that was gathered, finding it, and making sure that he was there, because certainly they could have showed up and somehow he could have been tipped off and not been there. And that was the key, not to have any kind of a tip-off to bin Laden. And sure enough, they got in the compound, and that didn't happen. Once they knew where the compound was, the then CIA director, or the CIA director, soon to be moving up to the ranks of the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, was hammering people pretty hard. That's how it's been reported. And they say that he was really driven in trying to have the agency piece this thing together. Of course, if they knew where he was hiding and they wanted to know who was in the compound, that's what they were really trying to figure out and put that solid case together and not bombing the place. They knew in the beginning that the bombing the place wasn't the viable option, because you had to know that you had a hit on bin Laden. So you know what that means? They had to have a body. Now they have this burial at sea. They got the DNA evidence, and people are going to want to see more evidence of that. And that will be, I believe that'll be released sooner rather than later. At this compound, they say there were 23 children, somewhere in the neighborhood of 23. And the fact that they weren't harmed, I call it precision and then some. Absolutely. So we can disagree about a lot of things with this current president, but we can't disagree with what, I don't think we can disagree with what happened here. I think the rightest of right, you got to tip your cap to bin Laden. And really, the smart people in the Republican Party are doing that, saying that, yeah, there's still things that have to happen. But, yes, finally, you know, killing Osama bin Laden is huge. Even if you're not a fan of Obama, he followed the right path on this one. I mean, this is a win-win-win for free people everywhere, not just in the United States, but for people all over the world, I think. And the question of bin Laden now is answered. What about the families, though? People want to know about the closure in New York. A lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of the families came forward because they were asked to talk about it. And it's a weird word, this closure word. Do you ever have closure when you have loss, when you have a sad loss anyway, especially the unexpected, oh, we've never had this happen in our history. Sorry, your son was trying to work off his college debt and he happened to be working at Cantor Fitzgerald and was trying to move his way up the ladder, or one of the other places in the World Trade Center where they could have been employed. So one of the people who spoke out was Peter Gedeel, who's the father of a 23-year-old who was killed in that attack on September 11th. And he said, listen, I understand the joy that's expressed by so many people across America on the death of this monster, but my thoughts dwell on my son, James, and the thousands of victims, not just the dead of 9/11, but the soldiers killed during the wars. And that's something that we forget, I think, sometimes, that, yes, there was a high body count in Iraq and Afghanistan. How about the coal attacks, the embassy bombings, Mumbai, and the list goes on and on. But I thought what he said was interesting. He said, I don't disapprove of patriotism and the happiness people are expressing, but I can't say that I feel that I want to participate in it, because his death won't bring my son back. And that's what the tricky thing is when you use the word closure. And his son was there working for Cantor Fitzgerald. It was his first job out of college. He was there about 6 months. He worked on the 103rd floor of the World Trade Center. And he tried to put into words, I think, because everybody wants to know how the families feel, how he felt on that day. And how he felt now, almost 10 years to the day. I mean, we're how many months away from September 11th, but how he feels now. And I can't blame the families, because you still have that. I know all of, maybe some of you haven't experienced this, but if you've ever experienced a shocking loss, there's this heaviness that is hard to describe to people that you carry around almost in your throat, and you hope that it subsides, and you know, people try to tell you, oh, time heals everything, and they try to pick you up in different ways, but I really feel for those families. I think it was pretty tough for so many of them to move on. At least there is the satisfaction of not having this viper totally slipping away, and not knowing, too, not knowing what happened to bin Laden. If I were in the position, if I were the president or someone in defense high up the ranks, that would bother me. And so once they had the compound, of course, they must have been chomping at the bit to just go and execute the plan. But it was brilliant what they did. No drone action, no collateral damage. Get in, get out, get the body. Get the body, take the pictures, take the video. So when there's questions, you have the tape, especially saying he was buried in accordance with Islamic law. I mean, how many people care about that? To me, they could have hung him upside down and cut his head off after the horrible things that he did to people. But knowing the reaction and the possibility, the retaliation, all that stuff, this way it's clean. It was clean. And they don't bury him on the land, because there was really no place to go. But if they had buried him on the land, why would you want him to become a martyr? So 24 hours, because remember, that's part of the Islamic law thing. He's on the aircraft carrier. There's no alternative. 24 hours, Islamic law. They follow it to a T in this, what they call the strict conformance with the Islamic practices, prepared down to the T. They made provisions knowing going in that there was a chance they were going to have to do that. They did. This is the interesting part. They did religious rites on the deck of the USS Carl Vinson in the Arabian Sea. So they had a ceremony. What does that mean? That happened in the afternoon. Happened at 1:10 a.m. rather, and finished after 2 o'clock. So about an hour long. So they washed. They washed the body. Placed in a white sheet. All that stuff. Had some prepared remarks. They were translated into Arabic by a speaker, a native speaker. Then the body of bin Laden was placed on a flat board. It was tipped up, and it slid into the sea. So what were the words that were said there? That would have to be pretty tough, I would think. Then they, again, reiterated on Monday that no country was willing, keyword, or able to take bin Laden's body for a funeral. Because taking the body to another country and trying to arrange a funeral would have violated Islamic rule requiring that burial within 24 hours. Now, they have video of this when the video is released. Any questions anyone has, I would think, would absolutely be answered once they see the video. And you know that's coming. And you know there are a lot of people that want to see it. Other things have happened in the world, believe it or not, here in the United States. We're going to jump to that next on America Tonight.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Of course, we're going to be talking more about Osama bin Laden and the CIA with their public win. At least some people think it's a win. There are people that don't believe that it's real. Let's see what happens when more photos are released and when that key videotape is released, what the reaction to that will be. But certainly, we'll start to hear more and more coming out of the White House. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway, so we'll get you up to date on anything that we find out. And let's just say the phone lines are burning up all over the place over Osama bin Laden, and there are still questions. Like I said, everybody has a question. If you had to pick out what your question is, what would that question be? Think about that. If you had to drill it down and you had one question, if you had one question that you could throw out at a White House press briefing on this bin Laden thing, what would the question be? Send that to me at americatonight.net. A couple of quick reminders again. Don't forget the challenge, the Kentucky Derby challenge, will happen on our Thursday into Friday show in the third hour. And we'll be talking about a couple of other things related to Al-Qaeda and whether or not we see the drawdown of troops in Afghanistan. And plus, we'll bring back We Can Count, and we've got a great dungeon moment coming up. That is in our next couple of shows. So much, though, focused on Osama bin Laden, not surprisingly, and his death. All right, a few other things that, believe it or not, are happening here in the United States. And one of them, sadly, is Alabama and the tornadoes and what's happened as a result of the tornadoes. And what's happened is now people are touring the damaged areas in Alabama especially. And you want to talk about shock. There are people that are in deep shock in the Southeast over the amount of tornadoes they've had to deal with, the crazy stories that have emerged, survivor stories of people who somehow were picked up by a tornado and dropped down and they were okay. It's the weirdest thing what happens when you have a wide swath of powerful wind in that funnel that cuts through a town, and who ends up losing their life, who ends up being battered around but survives. And this is what we saw all over Alabama, just an absolute, the storm recovery is on, and just an absolute nightmare for those people there. I really hope that this doesn't get lost in everything that's now happened with bin Laden, because they really need help. I mean, you're talking about neighborhoods completely flattened. I know we've said on this show and we've told you places where you can give money and things that you can do, but I love the idea that people are just loading up food and going down to parts of Alabama and Georgia. I keep bringing up Alabama because there's no doubt it was the hardest hit state. You had 200, at least, because there may be more, 250 people in 19 counties killed. I mean, ripping through six states, almost 340 people dead, but so many in Alabama. So the Salvation Army, they set up some mobile kitchens, which is great because it's about food and water. How do they get that? You know, you've lost everything. You're trying to pull it together. And people are making donations all over the place, not just monetarily, but sending stuff, which is terrific. About 1,000 people spent Sunday night in one of the 61 Red Cross shelters, they say, open throughout the South. So there's some pretty hard-hit areas if that many people are looking for a place to crash, and especially rather in Tuscaloosa and in Birmingham. So there, it's about those supplies and the food. And there are people that are volunteering almost round the clock to help. I mean, with things you just don't think about. It's semi-trucks bringing in pallets of supplies. Like, what do you need when this happens? You need socks. You need shoes. You need toothpaste and toothbrushes and soap and all those things. So it's just terrific. And it's not a surprise. This is what happens. And this is what Americans do so well. They rally around others, I think. I still believe we do that when they're down. When somebody's down and out, there are other people there that are trying to catch them. And you see that in the wake of these tornadoes. Record-setting amount of tornadoes, over 318 tornadoes. Can you wrap your brain around that? It's pretty tough to do. 318. Wow. All right. Meanwhile, here's another one that was a big deal, certainly for Catholics. John Paul, Pope Paul II. This has been a long time coming. The Vatican is honoring the former Pope, who had, I think, fans that back in his day that weren't even Catholics. So a vial of his blood was placed before the crowd in Vatican City. That's what they do. And there were a lot of cheers, because what happens is they declare the Pope John Paul was declared blessed, which is just a step below sainthood, apparently. And what they did was they had a portrait of him that was unveiled, showing him in his younger years, and did the vial of the blood. That's part of the ceremony that they do. And then they read in English and in Polish and pray and all that sort of stuff. And the whole idea is ultimately it's the path to sainthood. So the current Pope praised John Paul's will and talked about things that he did throughout his time of being the Pope to help poor people. And there were huge, huge crowds swelling in the Vatican City, and also in Krakow for a huge event there. So, wow. The Vatican says that he was seen in person. Check this out. We talk about brushes of fame that we're going to do here on America Tonight. The Vatican believes he was seen in person by more than anyone else in human history. So that means 104 foreign trips, 17 million pilgrims who went to the weekly audiences with him at the Vatican in the time that he was reigning, and the millions more who saw him at any of the special events that they had in Rome. The most by anyone in human history. And you think of the crowds for other well-known people, even Mother Teresa, for one, comes to mind, and to say that he had touched that many more, just absolutely incredible. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know what to do. Send them to me at americatonight.net.